You're listening to the Periodic Table of Awesome podcast, bringing you the best of geek from week to week. Join your hosts, Dion and Quinny, and the occasional special guest as they talk movies, TV, gaming, toys, comics, and everything in between.
Do you know what's involved in making a Witcher?
They're going to poison us. They'll kill us, then bring us back, but we won't be normal.
I get scared too.
Then I think, soon I'll be stronger than most anyone, wanting for nothing. I'll never be scared again.
See, I'm a monster hunter, Phil. Neighbors and friends don't pay bills.
If you witches labored for more than just coin.
These pleasures do not pay for themselves.
Still a vandal.
Kill whatever is murdering our people in the woods outside our target. You'll take a chaperone, too.
I have no intention of playing guide to you, witch.
I know these forests.
Might have slightly underestimated you. Slightly.
Oh.
Welcome to the Periodic Table of Awesome Bathhouse, where we look at naked men.
Okay, right. Are we doing that? Because, like, if I'd have known, I would have been like...
Well, I can definitely help you out with that one. If you want to see some bathhouse people, come right up there, Jill. No worries. I got you there. There we go. Yeah, that's right. We're getting down with a bit of daddy vessel in the bath. Excuse me, everybody.
I don't know about you, but I'm comfortable.
Have you got some bubble wear? Has anyone got some bubble wear?
That's an entirely different Witcher animated series off Netflix, Dion.
Yeah, I but it's still on. Which show are you talking about?
The one with Bubble Bay.
Yeah, but what channel do you see that
Big
on?
Big Mouth.
Yeah, what channel is that on?
Oh, Netflix.
Thank you.
I appreciate Peter's face, which has now just become the painted-on mask of like, for fuck's sake, get on.
One day she's going to do an intro and she can do whatever she wants.
Yep. Yeah. It's going to be amazing.
Yes. But for now, what are we talking about? Unless you already know.
We are talking about Netflix, The Witcher, Nightmare of the Wolf.
Ooh. I was just waiting for you to do the ba-doom again.
Oh, no, you can't do it too often, Quinny. People get used to it. You got to hold those jokes.
Well, the law of diminishing returns.
For the right time.
Oh, right.
Okay. Leon is obviously extremely mindful of this particular law.
Absolutely. You've got to know when to hold it. Know when to fold it.
Oh, God.
Know when to walk away.
And know when to fight some monsters in the dark because you're a witcher and you're all cool and stuff.
What do we do with witches?
Which is ridiculous because witches are all wicked good and love the earth and women power and I'll be over here. Oh, come on. I know Peter got that, but I'm still feeling very alone.
Oh, dear.
I'm sorry, Quinny. Solidarity.
Thank you.
Yes.
Scooby gang for the win. Okay, so what are we talking about? We're talking about the Witcher animated movie. Now, when we say animated, are we specifically saying anime?
Well, I think it is anime.
Is it? Well,
that's what it says on the box. It specifically says anime.
Okay.
It says, here is an anime movie for you. From Netflix.
I like that it actually says that. I also like that you managed to get a box.
Not verbatim.
This is on Netflix. It doesn't have boxes, and yet you have managed to get a copy.
I always feel like Peter is the dad from The Incredibles, getting very frustrated, going, "Math is math." Like, guys,
just say it.
It's what it says. You have to do that way.
Okay, so yes, I'm a little intrigued as to who has a standing relationship with The Witcher.
I watched the Pepsi series. It had Henry Cavill in it.
Right. Who has a relationship with The Witcher? Okay, yes. Who has a relationship with The Witcher that goes beyond Henry Cavill's chest?
Me.
makes it sound very shallow.
I am capable of doing that.
Why? I follow Henry Cavill. He is a great hunk of man meat. Mm-hmm. And I enjoy his Instagram posts and his dog.
I enjoy his flat caps more than anything.
Oh.
I love that like he is, you know, so fucking British, but even though he may be a giant fucking chunk of man meat with a wonderful dog who builds computers and plays Warcraft or whatever the fuck he plays, but then also has pictures of him getting around in the British countryside with a flat cap,
yes,
being very British. And I'm like,
of course
you are everything to all men, Henry Cavill.
Yeah.
And
this
quite
film
a few women.
Sadly,
too.
Sadly lacking.
Henry Cavill. But it had, but yes, it gave you Daddy Vesemir. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it did have a naked man. That was okay.
Like,
it had Theo James, but so, you know.
So to give a slight background, I watched, my first experience with The Witcher was the Netflix television show.
Okay.
All right. Which then,
like, I think was for many the first.
Yeah, but that was the first thing because I just missed the boat on the game. Fair enough. But, you know, in the dark times, 400 years ago when COVID became a thing in 2020, yeah, and everyone was immediately sent home to self-isolate and not do too much, I got into the game of Witcher 3.
Cool.
And
so you specifically Witcher 3, though?
Yes,
like you started
you
with 3? Not...
Yes, you have to be, oh, well, you have to be specific. Mainly because Witcher 1 is pretty much a pile of shit and you can only play it on a PC. And then Witcher 2, everyone's like, just skip Witcher 2, it's fine. You don't have to play Witcher 2. But Witcher 3 was kind of like a triumph of cool adventure world sort of stuff. And it's still really fun. Like, it's a really good game. And, like, I got into it, the whole sort of thing. So my, you know, to tie it back to this animated one, is my experience of Vesemir is very different to the experience of Vesemir that is portrayed in this anime. It is very different. But I am down for Witcher shit these days. I love,
so
love
you,
me
you,
a bit of Witcher shit.
You love you Witcher shit, okay. Mm. That's an unfortunate image in my head now.
Mm, wow.
Meh.
Good.
I also apologize because once Quinny. Again, yeah, my internet is as shit as ever, so I will be operating precisely 10 seconds behind the rest of the conversation.
Oh, good
my
to
apologies.
Know. Yeah, it was nice that that flashed up on screen and went, your connection is unstable. It's like,
yeah, your
you.
Quinny is unstable.
Yeah, yeah. Quinny is unstable. We can't be.
Very much so. But also, yes, that means that my segues are going to be really fucking janky, and my ability to smoothly move between topics of conversation completely out the fucking window.
Cool.
Anyway, here's a synopsis.
Oh, which synopsis are you talking about? Are you going to do the synopsis? Would you like a bit of background music? I do have to hand the cover version of Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit. Just around. Is it? No, I don't. I have a little bit of. Wait, there we go. Look.
Oh, very nice. okay, do we have any requests for stupid accents or are we. Like, I
do Graham McTavish.
What, on stream right now?
As I think I'll just stop you there because I'm actually not sure that we're streaming out. I think some people maybe can't see us. Maybe we should just confirm.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Casper refreshed and Casper is fine. So
okay.
Maybe we all need to.
Okay, we're good.
Okay,
we're
everyone's
good
going and coming, it's fine.
That's a different kind of stream.
Look,
entirely.
Hey, according to my little green bar that says we're okay, says okay.
Okay.
It's good now. It's always been good. It's your problem. Pay for better internet.
Right. Okay. And no, I'm not streaming. I'm not the one hosting any of this. We're trying to avoid my internet as much as fucking possible. So,
yeah,
yay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dodgy for a moment, but we're back now. It's fine.
Right. So the request was as Graham McTavish?
Yes.
Okay. Right. Technically, I'm not allowed to do this because my friend Scott, who is Scottish,
oh yes,
has laid the law down that I am not allowed to do a Scottish accent.
Is he?
Come on, Quinny, do the illegal Scottish accent.
Do the illegal Scottish accent. Oh, right, okay. Is the music playing? I can't hear it. I'm just
yeah.
Gonna,
yeah, it's okay, right, cool. I don't want to overpower your okay. massive.
Thank you.
talent.
Vesemir, a cocky young witcher, delights in slaying monsters for coin. When a dangerous new power arises on the continent, Vesemir learns that some witchering jobs are about more than money.
That's
oh, is that it?
Yeah, it's a real short one. I couldn't find anyone other than that. I mean, let me tell you, the Netflix one's shorter.
Escaping from poverty to become a witcher. Vesemir slays monsters for coin and glory, but when a new menace arises, he must face the demons of his past.
See? Yeah, okay. There you go. Two synopsises, both fucking short.
Let's be honest.
Accent.
Thank you very much, but I'm not allowed to do it anymore because a wee Scotsman will ride along and beat me upside the head and say, "Stitch that, Jimmy," and call me a ball bag.
With all of the massive, amazing, wonderful, excellent lore and storytelling that goes along with The Witcher books, games, and other things, it was a surprise to watch this film because that synopsis pretty much covers it. It's like, have you ever thought about a backstory of like a short story that to do with a secondary character in a main franchise? Well, we've got a show for you.
Okay, so I have no kind of basis of the characters at all other than the Witcher live action series. So in that, does Vesemir appear?
In the live action series?
Yes.
It has been tested that he should be showing up because in season two we see that Ciri, who is now with Geralt, spoilers for anyone who hasn't watched it, but fucking come on, guys.
Second season.
We've been locked down. Yeah.
It's coming out.
Season two.
It hasn't come out yet.
Hasn't come
out yet. Okay, you haven't missed any man-meat.
Yes.
It's okay.
Ciri is actually training with Geralt, that's what it is.
Gary.
At that point in the
Gary
in the lore, she actually needs to go to Kaer Morhen, and that's where Vesemir is. And Vesemir is an older dude, and everyone has been petitioning Mark Hamill to play Vesemir. But unfortunately, mainly that's based on another show that he's been in, where he plays an old wizened advisor to a young hot beefcake, and everyone's kind of like, hey, he did it in one series. And it's like, it's a little too close to the same character that he's already played, and it's just a bit, sort of in there. So
there are other mentor-type actors in the world.
There are a lot of actors in the world.
Yes, and not all of them have to be Mark Hamill.
Vesemir is old, crotchety, and quite, gruff, but still is very protective. So that's the kind of wizened old person character. To see him as like young hot daddy Vesemir was a little bit like, hang on a second. I mean, we always knew from the game that Vesemir fucks because he's got a few ladies that Geralt runs across who was like, hey, you're a witcher. I once knew a witcher when I was a young lady. His name was Vesemir. Kind of like, oh, okay. So Vesemir was definitely getting around town for a few years just being like, hi, I'll get rid of a monster for you. I've got another one.
Oh. In my pants.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Hang on, let me take my poison. My eyes go black and then something else goes.
Yeah.
I think when it goes black, it falls off, doesn't it?
Yeah, generally, yeah. That's usually.
Depends on how cold it was over the winter.
So are we expecting that in the second season, Vesemir, whoever plays them, will be taking the role a bit like Deglan, the Graham McTavish character?
Probably. Like, I mean, if they're going with the timeline there, Ciri as a young child, it should be old Vesemir. So this is just different because I was watching it going, oh, this is young Vesemir. They're just leaning hard into the, kind of young child Vesemir and then, man Vesemir. But considering witches have been mutated and can live for a few hundred years, because, you got to remember in this series of, Witcher television show, Geralt is, 80.
There's a little thing that, and one of the things I really didn't particularly like about the first season of The Witcher was its uncertain timeline thing. like
the timeline, the way that unreliable narrator. Sorry,
I prefer narrator.
Naruto. Anyway, this is now
unreliable Naruto.
This is now a Naruto cast.
Yeah. I found that particular thing of going, okay, we were uncertain about how old characters are and what point in the timeline things are. And I was like, okay, fine, cool, great. And then I found myself them doing it again here. And I was like, is that going to be a Witcher thing now? Is that a thing that you do?
Okay. Is this a Witcher thing?
Yeah.
Which is so weird because it doesn't go that way in every other part. Like books, very linear. Games, very linear. The television show seems to be a bit strange.
I mean, if that's a thing that the creators of the series or whatever have gone, okay, this is our shtick. This is the thing we're going to do. Cool. But it's still kind of, it annoyed me in the live action series and it annoyed me again here.
I kind of liked it in the live action series. That was actually one of the things I liked about the live action series, because I liked the way all of the timelines kind of converged in the end and you finally knew where you were. And I guess going into it with no knowledge of the character or what it was supposed to be, I kind of enjoyed that as an introduction to the series. And I didn't think it was as, I think they were much clearer in this one when you were going back in time and forward in time. It wasn't kind of like a deliberate entire movie arc of, ooh, you don't know when this is. You after the first few scenes, you kind of got which ones were flashbacks.
Yeah. Hmm. Yes, absolutely. This one, you, at the very least, you knew where, which was, especially if they're calling a character Vesemir. And then, you know, that makes life a lot easier.
Yes.
Yes.
But even still, I guess if you are dealing with a character who a very slow aging is a thing, then I guess that's going to be a plot point that you bring back. But I don't know. I had that thing where I was watching it and I was, oh, doing that again. Cool. Righto. Moving on.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry.
No.
I've got my bitter pants on.
No, look, it's fine. I mean, this was an interesting kind of addition to the story because it was set so much longer before the actual history of what everyone knows, the games and the novels and stuff. It did open up a little bit of more information about what was Kaer Morhen and what was the state of the world beforehand. So I found that at least that gave a little bit more of an opening of like, oh, this is happening. But all of the kind of, it just felt weird because all of the monsters were different. Like it kind of felt like it was doing very much its own thing and fleshing out a few things that they can't move too much around in the world of what has been established or what may come. But they can play around with prequels, which is much like Star Wars, you know, answering questions no one asked. In this one, I kind of found myself going, I didn't care. I didn't give a shit about Philivandrel. No one cares about Philivandrel. He's really important in all of the footnotes, but it's a bit like the Silmarillion. No one cares.
So Philivandrel as in the elf guy?
Yes, the king of the elves.
Oh, right.
You may remember him from the television episode where Jaskier and Geralt get sort of caught and put in a cage. And it's the which one was it? I think it's the I believe it's the one where Yennefer's trying to capture a djinn.
Oh,
I think that's the one. But you may remember the flashback to Philivandrel's cave, and that's where Jaskier gets the loot. Nope, losing everyone.
I don't remember anything unless that. Henry had his shirt off or was fighting someone.
Like, sure.
To be honest.
I do remember that scene.
Yes.
Although I watched the series a couple of times in the end.
Sure.
Okay.
Didn't we all?
Because when I saw season two coming, I'm like, yeah.
That's the one that had the orgy, the very boring orgy.
Very boring orgy.
The Borgy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Borgias. Well, there's one with a lot of orgies.
Yes.
Even Westworld had a much better orgy scene, but that was the one that was like, hey,
even
we're going to have
an orgy.
We're going to have a sexual orgy. And the whole scene was like, this is boring and not as sexy as fuck. Weird.
I have no memory of Villavandril, but I do like that they've at least kept the casting the same and used the same actor. So there's a little bit of nice continuity there.
Sure.
Yeah. I was like, when you do an anime version of something, to me there's always a feeling of like, is this tied in with the original, or is it kind of a fancy little flight of fancy off to the side that is essentially not canonical or whatever? Mm. And it's interesting because, I mean, this could have gone either way, and I honestly don't think it would have mattered. I don't think anyone would have been like, "Ah, oh, this is so annoying that, you know, that this doesn't tie directly in." But this one, by the looks of it, does. And at the same time, I don't think anyone's losing sleep over that or not. I don't know.
Yeah. Look, my problem is that I'm just not that into anime. And it took me 3 goes of starting this to actually push my way through into watching it.
I love that Peter's just sitting there going, fine, I'm going to try it again.
You're like, have an opinion. I'm like, I don't know if I can. I don't know if I can.
You got to have an opinion.
Look, I'm into anime. Even I'm struggling to form an opinion on this. I don't even know why I'm here tonight. I don't think I have anything constructive to say about it.
I think it's like Witcher 3, check. Witcher TV series, check. Witcher Nightmare of the Wolf. Just from the back, it's like, present. Okay, Witcher season 2, check.
Yeah.
And the problem is I can't even judge it against, you know, is it a good anime or not? Because it's not my genre. So I can't even be like, oh, that animation was particularly beautiful or not particularly beautiful, or that characterization was particularly skillful. I don't know. Mm. It's just an animated thing to me. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Mm. No, don't apologize. Like, honestly, it was very anime. I mean, it's not a cutting edge genre,
no.
To put it bluntly. It's just animation.
It's yes. Just it's
whether
kind
it has that
cutting
that
edge.
Japanese spin on it or not. Like,
did you just try and make a cutting edge joke about swords? Dan?
Yes, yes, I was trying to make a thing that's got witches and swords and flashing and what does traditional anime have. But sorry, Jill, I interrupted you.
No, it's all good. But like, what comes to it is like, are they doing something here with animation that can't be done in a live action series? And the answer is. Probably no.
Yeah. I did watch a chunk of this, and there are quite a few sequences where it was just people talking in rooms.
Yep.
And like, I was like,
if they had done this in live action, I would have been more invested and more interested in the story than it being in anime, because it brought nothing to the table that it couldn't be done in live action or some other form of storytelling.
Missy asked the question, is it the wrong style of animation for the subject matter?
I don't think there is a wrong or right, to be honest. I think, honestly, the subject matter, the story, it shouldn't matter what format it's in to tell it, but there was, like, putting something into animation means that it's something that can't physically be done with live people. Mm. So, therefore, you should be doing something that pushes the genre, and you watch it and you go, holy shit, that was amazing. Like, they couldn't have done that any other way.
Look at Into the Spider-Verse.
Yes.
You know, that's a prime example of, okay,
I would say
you're doing
it's
something
not,
that...
Yeah, I'd say it's not the wrong style of animation. I'd say it's the wrong style of storytelling for what they wanted to do.
And specifically for this story, like, I think that there are probably other Witcher stories that may be more suited to an anime kind of thing, more action focused, more I don't know.
If you want to do a story with like more beasts and creatures and stuff like that, do it in anime. Maybe you don't have the budget for the special effects or the makeup and stuff like that. If you got like heaps of witchcraft and like magic and all that kind of stuff, maybe do that in anime because you don't have the budget for it in live action. But this, just a predominant story about the guy that made Geralt and how he was made, and a lot of talking. I'm like, this is so boring when you're doing it in animation.
Yeah.
People don't watch animation for people talking.
No, no. But
well, for God's sake, don't tell Japan that, because I have watched a lot of anime over the years, and some of those series go for like 6 episodes of having a conversation on a hot summer afternoon.
Mm. Yeah, but Goku is also building a spirit bomb at the same time, and that's what makes, that's what makes 30 episodes of him just going, while having a conversation.
If people weren't interested in talking in anime, explain Neon Genesis Evangelion to me.
Don't have the time.
The chat is giving a fair amount of response in their way, off. Which I cannot argue with. Like some of the big fight stuff towards the end, the big where the monsters come through the portals and stuff like that. And I mean, I'm sorry if that's anyway a spoiler.
I put up the spoiler thing. Hang on. There we go. Look, everyone's done their recommended reading. I quite enjoy this. Well done. Thank you. Good tutorial work, everyone.
Yeah, like there were moments in it, but there was a lot in the middle that wasn't. And I had the same sort of thing as you, Peter, where I started watching it and then put it away. And then I started watching it again and I was like, okay, I'll come back to that. And then the third time I was like, I've really got to get all the way through this, and plowed through the middle 45 minutes or thereabouts. And then when I got to the last 20 minutes or thereabouts, I was like, oh, okay, right. Okay, here's all of the big action stuff that I've been kind of wanting.
Yeah. I do see in the chat, thanks everyone for pointing out the people who haven't done it. That's great. That's
I haven't so watched honest. It. So honest.
Like,
I love it.
But I mean, this kind of feels like how everyone's experience of it has been. There was a WitcherCon this year. It was online. It was in Europe. And you know, it was great. This is one of the big ticket items. And to be honest, you know, CD Projekt Red and the whole Witcher franchise kind of needs a bit of a win at the moment. They haven't had a great time. Thankfully, their TV show has been well received. But this one was just like, hey, we're doing this animated story and it's going to be really cool. And everyone was like, oh, yeah, this is going to be great just to tide us over until we get season 2 of The Witcher. And while hopefully the game studio refocuses and starts working on making better games. I'm not going to go into Cyberpunk 2077.
go on, you know you want to. Fuck.
It's like, I can't wait to play that game in about 6 years.
when it's finished.
when it's patched. But you know, this one was a kind of just a bit of a boring side note. Like, I mean, don't announce it as part of the thing for Witcher fans, and then when it comes out, it was just like, ooh, this is a bit dull, to be honest.
Like, I have seen quite a few anime spin-offs of big franchises. And I say big franchises ill-advisedly, because the first one that pops into my head was the Highlander animated anime. Like, there was an animated series and there was an anime movie. And I was like, okay, cool, sweet. There is a pacing and a structural thing with anime that I always struggle with, that especially in films, it was just a bit slow. Like, and I know that that is actually a storytelling thing that comes out of Japan. In a lot of cases, it's because originally it was too expensive to animate. So you have long lingering shots of locations and stuff like that, because you can do that cheap. You don't have to try and match it to mouth flaps or anything like that. And that then, you know, determined a style for anime. But
Yes.
I'm kind of glad it's not. Like, I just thought it was because I'm not that into anime. I thought that you guys would actually be cool with it. I thought that I was just being a bit of a animation Grinch.
As I said, turns out you were right. We didn't like it.
I just don't know how they managed to stretch this thing that could have been, you know, one and done in 40 minutes.
Out. Sorry, are you talking about the movie or this podcast?
The movie. Oh. Yeah, well.
Oh, fuck,
yeah,
okay.
Probably us too by the end of
bye
it.
Bye, Quinny. He's dropped out. Oh, no, what's happened to Quinny? Oh, no,
honestly, this could have been just one episode in the series, not an hour and 25-minute movie.
Oh, as an episode in the series, like a standalone episode, it would have actually been
one episode. All you need to do is say, "Oh, this guy's doing this," and then they're trying to blame it on this. Cool.
Because by the time I kind of pushed myself through the first two thirds, I did care how it ended. Like, I did care about that last fight, and how it all kind of came together. So there was an element of it, I guess, in the characters that grabbed me. In the end,
and for me, it got me by the time that we'd started to hit onto the thing that of you know the plot, the actual like the secret that somebody is keeping and the mystery, you know, like for most of it, I just didn't care. But then somewhere towards the end, it was like, okay, well, somebody's doing this bad thing, and it's a bit of a mystery. So I was like, okay, well, let's find out who that was, but. Yeah, it just took a long time to get to that point.
Yeah, I mean, it felt like they were just pulling the bits from what was successful in the television show and just adding them a bit haphazardly into this one. Like, I mean, hey, who wants to see Vesemir, the new sex symbol, in a bath? Just like Gerald was in a bath. You know?
And who wants to see his animated butt? There you go.
Oh, sorry. Did you say you want to watch Vesemir in a bath again? Oh, yeah. Daddy Vesemir is back
again. Look, Chastangela made a really good point that they were originally hoping for a multi-episode series and not just a movie. And you know what? I could probably watch like an 8 to 10 episode, 20-minute anime series of this story, maybe.
Yeah, I got into the characters enough that if the episodes were paced up a bit, perhaps I could spend more time with young Vesemir.
20-minute episodes, 10-episode series.
Yeah.
Let's find out about Vesemir and his journey. And maybe stretch this mystery over the series.
I feel like part of the problem for me, because I'm not that into animation, and unlike What If, because I think Missy made the point in the chat as well, like, you know, why are we kind of mad about this being animated, but we're not being mad about What If being animated. But what gets me in with What If is that I already know and care about the characters. So the barrier to me of kind of becoming connected to a story in that format is not very high. Whereas kind of going into this story at the beginning, I'm like, I don't know these people. I don't care about these people. I don't know that I want to know their story. And therefore that extra barrier of being in a genre that I don't connect with easily was just one too many hurdles for me. But if it was kind of more character based and we got hooked on the characters a bit quicker and they were short and sharp stories, then maybe it would be different.
Yeah, I also felt like it was, in some ways, we were getting a greatest hits of the Witcher TV series. I think you kind of said that, Dee, but that, you know, yes, you've got the bit in the bath. Yes, you've got this bit, but also you've got this uncertain relationship with the witch, and you've got the sassy sidekick Witcher kind of character who's a little bit like Saskia or whatever.
Jaskier.
Jaskier, sorry.
Yeah. Yes, dear.
Dandelion. Dandelion.
Dandelion, yes.
And I felt like, yeah, we were kind of pulling out a bunch of the ideas of that and then just animating them. Yeah. And the monster fights and everything was like, oh, okay, cool. Like when we started at the start with the cool monster and it was suddenly all the bats and stuff, I was like, okay.
That's the lesson you had to learn, Quinny.
being on.
No. Just think of it. Think of it being said in your Sean Connery accent. I've got a lesson for you.
Thank you. Good night.
Oh, he's gone.
He's gone.
I've lost Quinny.
I didn't even have to. I didn't have to shut him off. He did it himself. Well done there. Oh, man. Well, I've got a bit of that as a clip if you want to watch that. Do you want to give it a quick rating and then we'll come back and, you know, let people go back to their lives? Well, I'll go first because I brought it up and I'm ready. I am giving this a solid 50.
Oh, you're rating. Ooh, you're rating. We're doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
I'm giving it a solid, solid 50. I usually give it 100 and take marks off, and I just kept sort of finding myself taking marks off. Yeah, as I said, it was repeating a lot of tropes from the television series, like they're kind of like they were cashing in. The animation, I don't think quite worked in this one because it was a little bit too anime. Even though some of the jokes were good, like, I mean, this is the thing. I liked the character of Vesemir in this show. He had some wry lines. He felt like a young, happy kind of witcher who enjoyed the life. He came from a troubled youth. I got all of those bits and pieces. But did it add anything really to the story world? No, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. You know, by the end of it, I'm like, oh, like, cool story. Don't care. And it kind of felt like it was sort of leading to things. Like it was leading to the point which is explaining the downfall of Kaer Morhen and why were the witches kind of exterminated, for want of a better word, or not exterminated, but it came to a boil. And the fact that they couldn't make any more witches is why the Witcher whole sort of thing. By the time you get to Geralt's timeline, they can't make any more. And it was nice. It was interesting to see the, like, a sorcerer witcher. That was interesting. That's something I don't think has been explored too much visually for a long time. So that was kind of the thing. But that was about it. The rest of it, I was kind of like, eh, I don't care about any of these characters.
See, you're talking about things like Kaer Morhen and stuff like that. Yeah. And I'm like, cool.
You do.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, man. Cool. Okay. This means something to people.
Jesus. It's like talking about, like, it'd be like talking about Lord of the Rings and not mentioning Rivendell. Does that make more sense to you, you pleb? Come on, Quinny.
Yes, it did help.
Play the game. No. Kaer Morhen's cool. Anyway.
Okay. Yeah. And maybe that's it. Maybe having that grounding in the game is a helpful thing because you have some kind of basis for what these things mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, like, honestly, you said Kaer Morhen and I was like,
what the fuck's Kaer Morhen? Yeah, it's like, fair enough. Like, you know, you have to have an interest in a thing in there, and this one is just kind of sold as a rampaging, rollicking, good little tale. But it requires you to understand a few more things about the world. And, you know, that's all well and good and fine, but I don't think it sort of succeeded. I absolutely agree this should have been a flashback scene in a longer TV series to find about it. Or as I saw Predacanga just wrote in there, it's like, wouldn't this have been good with Geralt sitting down at a table in a bar and telling this story and then it was all in fucking flashback? Fine. Yeah. You know? Cool. Would have made a little bit more sense.
Give something for people that aren't familiar with all of the source material, a way to connect to it.
Yeah. And
see,
not
I'm just
right
so
at the last
used
minute.
To watching things where I don't understand the source material now. I find ways to connect usually.
Yes, but I mean, what you're not doing, Peter, is you're not doing enough reading into the background of Toy Story. I mean, there is just years and years of toys out, Toy Stories out there.
I actually feel really uncomfortable rating this because, like, it's just not my thing and I feel uncomfortable rating an anime-style thing when I don't, like, know anything. It's like giving me an oyster and pea pie and saying, is this a good oyster and pea pie? And me being like, well, I don't like oysters or peas, so I don't know. Like, you tell me if it's a good oyster and pea pie. I don't know.
I love this description.
now I learned that I know two people that don't like peas, and you guys are both weird. I don't know what's wrong with peas. I'm going to give it 50 because I'm very indifferent about it. So I'm just going to sit in the middle.
Right.
It was anime.
You're recusing yourself?
Oh, Missy's saying that's my job. Look, I didn't hate it. I had a lot of trouble getting into it, but at the end, I was into it enough to kind of want to watch the end. I thought some of the animations were pretty. And I thought some of the action scenes were cool. So that's like a 55, 60, I don't know, 58? 58. Done.
Yay.
Sold. Whereas Jill and I have splinters in our ass from sitting on the fence.
So that was that 58, Peter?
Yes.
My God.
Well, I didn't hate it. I didn't like 50 or under hate it.
Right.
Like, okay. It was, you know, it's not quite 60. It's not quite a credit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I don't know.
Quinny, join us at the 50-50.
I really want to because that's about where I'm at with it.
Apparently, we're getting some stick from Casper about our rating of Pacific Rim 2 based on how we're scoring these days. So I'm like, sure, whatever.
Well, hang on. What did we rate Pacific Rim 2?
I think I rated it pretty high because I actually really liked it.
See?
I haven't seen this, so I can't be blamed for whatever happened.
But I didn't like it, so I think you gave a low score.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure I remember rating it pretty badly because I remember being in the screening room with you, Jill, looking out.
I was having an amazing time and Quinny was not.
Yeah, and the lovely people from Paramount were like, what did you think? And I was like, oh. are you going to be okay podcast. To do the interview? I'm like, yeah, no, it's fine. It's fine. But, oh. Yeah. Now I really want to know what the fuck we wrote it. I'm going to rate it 50.
Yay.
Because I think it's probably like, okay, for somebody like Chestangela, who in the chat and gets it and knows the background, knows the characters, enjoys the world, has now said the word care many more times than I expected her to in the chat. Care more and care blah, care, care, all these things. I'm like, cool. For you, I imagine this was quite entertaining for somebody who loves anime and loves The Witcher and knows all the characters and knows the background and everything. I imagine it was great. But for me, who didn't know the characters, didn't know what it meant, other than like right at the end, I was like, oh, okay, yeah, now I know who that character is, and I kind of expected it anyway.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. But even the coolest action sequences in there, I still couldn't find myself really giving a shit. So
I think the problem is we needed a bigger Witcher fan on the review.
Yeah.
Resident Witcher fan gave her 50.
I was going to say, the one person who's actually played the game and...
I consider myself a Witcher file.
Oh, hang on. Casper is saying we gave Iron Fist 60%, so okay.
Was I there for that? I couldn't have been there for that. I don't think I would have rated that.
Yeah,
I feel like we are also all... We've put a lot of thought into how we rate and what the numbers mean.
Yeah. Also, we have
recently
we had Beck just going, you guys rate things like shit.
Yeah. She read us to filth at the start of the year, so we've been trying to get better at this, guys.
We may have readjusted our rating scheme a little bit.
Also, yeah, we've made mistakes in the past. We're not infallible here. Like, you know, our ratings are different. They come out, they change, they evolve over time. Like, ratings is an arbitrary number. It's fine. I know that you guys
sometimes I depend on my mood.
Yeah, you guys.
Yeah,
you guys.
Capricious as fuck.
You get Pacific Rim 267, and that's fucked. That's bad. We need to rephrase that. That should be more like a 37.
But Jill liked it, and that's the thing.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Like, I mean, these are the things that we're talking about.
Though 60 for Iron Fist is fucking generous. That is not a good series.
I mean, look, it changes. You know, tastes change. Like, back then, Iron Fist was one of the things that was on TV, and now
exactly Orville
Marvel you know, television, which is great, rather than Netflix adaptations of Marvel characters, which was a bit hit and miss.
Hmm. You know. Okay. Thank you, impartial Ronan. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. This was just kind of, you know, this one I'm just going to be like, it's there. It exists in the timeline. It has a few interesting things to say. It also has a lot of boring shit in it.
Missy's bringing up Orville, but I believe that mistake has already been corrected.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. We refer to that cells all the time. We thought the first episode of Orville was shit, and boy, did we eat our words, and we'll continue to do so.
Yep.
You know,
yeah.
It's great. Anyway, yeah. Yes. Should we go and have?
Let's do a clip, and we'll come back and talk spoilers if we can.
Let's have a look at one of those dastardly battles with the Sean Connery forest monster.
The Witcher.
Fancy look. You must make a killing at druid festivals. Don't usually see your sorts around these. I see. You're a trailblazer, launching the new fad. Trendsetter, you. Very bold. Huh? Oh, there. People should get acquainted more, really. Converse. A little foreplay. Especially when one's about to kill the other. Though you Leshans don't speak, so there's the rub. Hobo or deadly flapping swarm? Let's pick a look. And stick with it. Deadly flapping swarm it is.
Ooh, forest hobos. I hate just forest the forest hobos. Yes.
He's so sassy. He reminded me a lot of like a Witcher Spider-Man. You know? Throwing shade and making quips while
Spider-Man,
doing all of the stuff.
Spider-Man. Oh, goodness. Okay. If there's one thing that I thought was a bit stupid about this entire Nightmare of the Wolf was, it didn't have very much wolf in it.
They have a wolf on their pendant.
Yeah, they have a wolf on their pendant, and that is fine. Also, they
one shot of a werewolf.
There was a wolf gargoyle on a fence at some point.
Mm-hmm. And what is with the ritualistic child sacrifice? There seems to be a lot of that going on.
A little bit of that.
Yeah, but I mean,
I mean,
it's like, hey, kids, here's a bunch of monsters in a forest. You'll go deal with that.
As a matter of interest, has the vibrating pendant thing been? Yes. Sorry, Jill. I just love that the moment I use the word vibrate, Jill was like, mm-hmm.
I'm like, where are you going with this?
There is a monster somewhere near.
I'm sorry,
the monster at the zippered gate. No.
Monster at the zippered gate. You're
the Witcher porn title.
Yeah,
exactly.
Quinny's
but has that vibrating pendant thing been a part of the game?
Yes, very subtly. And sometimes the pendant will vibrate, and the controller will vibrate occasionally to let you know what's going on if there's something around. But yeah, it's kind of yes, that is an actual real thing.
Okay, because did it happen at any point in time in the live action series?
Slightly, I think there was a reference to it, but the whole explanation of how, you know, Geralt gets his fucking
I like that you cannot decide
I can't.
If it's Geralt or Geralt.
It's Sean Gary, Bourne or Scene Bean. Gary. I don't fucking know. The G train. I can't understand.
The G train.
I love that you accept Geralt, but that you won't accept Jif. Let's just like.
Oh, she got you.
Me.
She got
Damn, we lost Paul there for a second. Her connection's I love it so unstable. Much. Oh, sorry, Pete, you've dropped out. yeah, it's fuck no. Like there's absolutely no way in my entire life that I accept GIF as a real thing. GIF is a cleaner. The end. you know, my giraffe. Anyway, I can't go down that fucking train again.
But, why not? Go on, you know you want to.
Yeah, I don't need to know how he got that medallion, and that's also a shit way to get it. Here's the medallion that someone else died for. Like, hurry up, you piece of punk kids. We've got to train you to go kill some more things. By the way, my life revolves around getting money for killing monsters than getting laid and having a bath. Or the other way around, hopefully having a bath and then getting laid. But, you know, look, it's European times. We don't know what they do over there. That might be totally acceptable.
So this concept, and now we are in Spoilerville, so we can talk about, you know,
I put the warning
the guts
label
of the story
ages ago, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so Adsky said, I believe Geralt is known as the White Wolf. Probably, but he wasn't white nor wolfy in this. Didn't have hair. So the whole concept, the whole sort of big plot about the witches being the ones who are creating monsters.
Yeah. For financial reasons.
Now, is that ever picked up on anywhere else?
Yeah, I mean, there was a huge plot line of the Witcher Corporation that they had to get. That wasn't a thing.
There's a corporation,
the corporate witches. You know, they've decided that it's like, oh, we're not getting enough profit out of things. We should make our own monsters. Like, no, that wasn't it at all. You know, the witches are always a noble sort of pursuit. There's this huge thing. There was the conjunction of the spheres. Suddenly all of these worlds were mashed together into one place and humans had to start living with, you know, vampires and all these other creatures. And
is that the backstory?
Yeah, witches are a bridge between both worlds. They're human children who are taken and then mutated with all of the different things, you know, like bloods and organs and other stuff to become basically a bridge between those two, except the process makes them sterile. And, you know, they're not human, they're not monsters. They can't exist they have one foot in each world and their job is to protect humanity from monsters, but sometimes they're protecting the monsters from humanity. It's this weird dichotomy. That's why The Witcher is a rich story world. It's interesting because it is not just I'm going to run around and hack and slash stuff up. You can do it that way, but every single narrative that you talk about has basically like, yeah, I know, I've killed the werewolf for you, but the werewolf you see wasn't actually too bad because someone had cursed him and he's just a poor person trapped in a curse. And I could have reversed that curse, but you didn't tell me that to start with. You just told me I had to kill the werewolf because it was eating people, but you didn't explain why. Thanks. Anyway, give me my money. I'm fucking off to the next village. Like, that's The Witcher. Repeat ad nauseum.
I didn't feel like I got any of that nuance in this movie.
No, absolutely. This is the whole sort of thing. Like, you know, fucking the Witcher games are like, you know, 40, 60 hours of gameplay where it's fun. You know, this was just a quick blast of like, hey, Vesemir, he's doing cool things. Aren't witches cool?
A question on Lady Zerbst, but... more Ileana. Was that a particularly interesting plot point, the return of Ileana as an older lady?
All I can say is Vesemir fucks.
I mean, because I thought it was sweet that he reunited with her and she's like, oh, but I'm 18. And he's like, so am I.
He don't care. To be honest, that's kind of one of the subtle through lines of The Witcher, like, games and stuff. It's like, they don't care. It's like, I don't care if you're 18 or 80. Doesn't matter. Doesn't bother me. I'm down to pound.
Jeez.
It's kind Jesus of what witches Christ. Do. Yeah. Well, they're down to get paid more than anything else.
Did we care about Tetra, the witch?
Meh. I think by my 50, I didn't care either way.
Yeah, no.
I've really got nothing to add to this.
Okay. Oh, no, that's fine.
I feel bad.
I felt that the the big reveal in her storyline, it was just something that I had heard so many times before. It was me in the cupboard. You killed my mother. Fringed a bitch. Like, fringed a bitch.
We have done terrible things to you, Peter. Like, you when you started so nice doing this podcast, sweet. You would never have said a phrase like fringed a bitch.
Look at you. Oh, she's all grown up. I love it.
My little girl growing up, frigid bitches.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Like, this is some of the – one of the things that I thought was a little bit more annoying to the rest of it is they kept forcing in all of these other stories.
Which, like Kitsu, the obvious Japanese fox spirit.
Yes, everything, like, it can't be anime unless it's got a fox spirit, for fuck's sake.
Called Kitsune or Kitsu or something like that. It's like, yeah. Fuck's sake.
And I will say that with the quick reference that I watched The Green Knight the other day, which I know that we had talked about doing, but I will go along with what Jill's quick review of that was. Is that was boring and dull and a bit and shit weird. And I didn't like it and it's weird. I'm like, and he had a fox fucking guy as well. And I was like, you just pulled that out of fucking anime. Stop doing it. Everyone's got a fox spirit. Stop it. What did the
who the fox cares?
Yeah, yeah. What did the fox say? Stop
oh,
doing
for
it.
For fuck's sake.
Yeah. For fuck's sake. Yeah.
I thought the voice cast was fine. I like Graham McTavish. I like Mary McDonnell. I think she's a wonderful actor. I didn't give a fuck about her in this.
Sure.
Like, I honestly, that was the biggest problem with it, is I just really, there was nobody that I could hang my hat on that I was really invested in.
I was kind of invested by Vesemir because it was like, oh yeah, he's kind of cool and young Vesemir. I just don't see him as being like a young Vesemir teaching Geralt. Like, I always picture him as like old wizened Vesemir who, you know, Geralt would have been growing up, would have been like, you know, a young kid and still an old crotchety witcher, not this kind of young goateed witcher.
I also wonder, like, if he's as snappy and quippy as he is, like, none of that passed down to Geralt at all, did it?
No. I mean, Geralt's got his own personality. The only thing that bothered, I actually liked Theo James's performance. It went some way to getting me into the character, but I didn't get how, like, a little servant kid was talking so posh. Like,
yeah.
I know it's like, you know, a fantasy land and maybe accents mean different things there. But he seemed to have quite a posh accent for a servant child.
The kid at the start?
Yeah.
Weren't they all? No, they were all nobles.
Were they not? I thought they were servants.
They're all nobs.
No.
No,
it was a noble family traveling through the woods.
Oh, they are the start.
Yeah, at the start.
No, Vesemir as a kid.
Talking about Vesemir as a kid, sorry.
Yeah.
I thought you meant the family got slaughtered.
Chest Angel in the chat makes a good point. You know, it'd be interesting to see Kitsu's daughter character show up in live action. Like, if they found a way to bring any of this back into the live action show and give it some kind of weight, I might care, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not interested in them coming back going, oh, we're making monsters and this is why the witches had a downfall. I'm like, it's not really why. I don't want that explanation. It's much better to think of them as like actually everyone was just kind of scared of the witches because they were quite powerful beings who sat in a little hilltop, and if you could get the witches on the side, then you had quite a formidable army. The, you know, as I said, the cross between two worlds there. They were kind of very alone there, but they also provided a valuable public service, you know. They're kind of like the cops of the world.
Yeah, well, it was kind of interesting that there was like a scene in this where there were, you know, trash-talking a knight in a bar. Mm. So there's knights that exist as well. And it's like, oh, well, what can a knight do that a witcher can't and vice versa kind of thing. So there could have been more to explore there. I don't know.
Yeah, there's plenty of it. It's just there wasn't much nuance. It was just kind of like, hey, we'll do an anime style. Here's the stylistic thing. We'll just mash stuff together and answer a few big questions and then move on. And you know, everyone's just kind of watching it going, cool, Didn't ask the question. Thanks. Anyway.
Well, to those people who in the chat who did enjoy it, well done. Mm. Congrats. That is cool. I'm glad that you did get a kick out of it. Mm. And maybe it will continue on and be used in some meaningful way in the series. But if it doesn't,
I'm still just hanging out for Witcher season 2. Like, I'm down for it. Yeah. I want to watch more of that. It was fun.
The costumes don't look any better, but I'm still here for, for Henry.
Which costumes shat you the most, Jill?
Oh, the fucking rope dress.
The rope dress.
The rope dress that Yennefer wore in season 1.
Right.
Look, I was impressed that they made a dress out of rope that actually had fit and form, but it was hideous.
fair enough. No. But that's one of the things. I mean, it's hard to get a few of those. Like, I mean, this is just one of those things that I kind of, as I said, I watched the television show and then I went back and played the games and then I've come back to the television show. So now I've gone from the, hey, the TV show is cool to like, oh, wow, the Nilfgaard stuff in the games is stupidly awful but so amazing because they're supposed to be sort of posh southerners with funny accents and incredibly ornate armor, but they're like the world's deadliest fighting force. And in the TV show, we didn't really see that. You know, the Black Ones, as they're known in the games, they have incredibly detailed and intricate kind of plate armor that's all black and gold trim, and they sound funny and they're kind of a bit haughty and imperious, and you don't get any of that. You don't get any of that nuance in there because it would have looked weird. Who are these stupidly dressed armor force walking around? Why are they so terrible? It's because they fucking kill people. Like, they just made them, you know, massive black army of boredom.
Sorry, I do also rather like the phrase that Amy said, rather not look like a sun-dried ball sack, if I can help it.
Oh. weird flex, but okay.
Yeah, no, I'm not sure whether that's the Nilfgaard armor or the rope dress. Not sure which.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's always going to be hard to translate something between properties. You know, it's a book, it's a video game, it's now a TV show / long-form movie. This I don't think added anything to the entire rest of The Witcher, which is why I think it's 50. It's like, it's there. It exists. It's like the television show Droids. It exists.
The Star Wars one from the 80s.
Which follows C-3PO and R2-D2 on adventures without anyone else.
It exists. Okay. Yeah. It does nothing for the grander scheme of things. It just exists.
Yeah. Straight up just exists.
Yeah.
Well, what are we like? Okay, that's.
Yeah. Well, what are we doing at the end of this week?
What are we going to do Friday?
What's Friday?
Ha ha!
I've got a whole bunch of watching to catch up on. I'm really struggling because I've got to go through most of season 2 before we get to season 3.
Well, motherfucker, get on to that shit.
Okay, Friday we are talking about, hang on, sorry, I just need to turn the light off so that I can tell you, this is what we're doing in the
shadows. Yay!
which is exciting. Season 3, I'm like, let's see how much I can get through of that.
Need to get to the end of season 2.
There's only two episodes that have come out so far, so.
Right. Yes,
on binge. There's more on FX in the States. If you're interested in watching that, come and have a chat about, we did the first season of What We Do in the Shadows and we haven't done season 2. Did we do season 2? Don't think we did.
No, we haven't.
But we'll just talk about What We Do in the Shadows. Why not? Have a beer. Talk about it.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun.
No, I won't have any clips. Predaking is saying that he never got into the movie. Should I try again? Yes.
Yes, you should.
You kind of got to put yourself into a particular frame of mind for What We Do in the Shadows, which is this is entertaining in a New Zealand kind of way.
Yeah.
Sure. Also includes, it has Quinny's favourite scene in a film ever, I think.
Which one?
Which is the one where Taika Waititi's vampire is messing with the lapel mic and scrubbing his hand across the foam going, something that every filmmaker was like, don't do that. Yes. The annoying things that happen become part of the actual thing. Anyway, go and seek out some of that. And also looking forward to next week on Tuesday.
That I can't remember.
What are we doing?
Why? Why can't you remember? Why? Oh. Why in the last time?
Oh, what?
Man, I can't believe that why the last man you haven't remembered. To fuck.
No, that's on the 28th.
That's at the end of the
is it?
Month.
Yes, you idiot. I like that you're like, why? Why?
Oh no.
I like, we did What If last week.
Sorry, yeah. No, my apologies. Why? I'll just go fuck
in
myself.
In this case, Dion can go fuck himself.
I'll go fuck myself. That's what we're doing.
Oh, Kevin can fuck himself. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yes.
Yes.
Sorry. Yeah, sorry. That's right. It comes out next week, but we're giving it a few episodes so we don't orville it again. So we stop Orvilling things. Yes.
Don't
we run out and go, Orville's a piece of shit. The first episode's not funny. And then go, oh shit, we've got a printer retraction. How do you do that in a podcast? I don't know.
You just do another podcast and say, yep, we were wrong.
Yeah, we were wrong.
I have been enjoying watching Lower Decks, which has started back up again.
Yes. Saving it for Saturday morning so that I can watch it with cereal.
Nice. That's what I do. That's my Saturday morning cartoon. But it's also totally not for kids. I was watching it. They released a teaser trailer for the new Star Trek animated series that is aimed at kids. It's the opening sequence, and it's very pretty and very cool and very CGI and flashy. And I was like, And then I watched the last episode of Lower Decks and I'm like, wow, this is not for kids at all. It's some really... really dark, bloody, horrible, nasty shit. And I'm like, yeah.
I love that they got that, what's the name of the alien? The one that speaks in the metaphors that Picard...
Shaka, When the Walls
Fall. Yes! Yeah. Yes! Oh my God, they got one of those guys in. And like, he's like, what's the word for it, you know? And then like says he's like...
You know, it's right on the tip of my tongue. It's like Shaka and such and Tanagra, you know?
Yeah, it's so funny.
So good.
I don't
so
get the good. Joke. Weird. Weird people. Yes. Thank you. The chat has been exceptionally exciting all evening. Thank you very much for engaging with
that.
That looked heaps of fun. I was like, oh, man. But every time I looked up to try to figure out where it was going, I'm like, oh, it's gone.
Yep.
Too quick. Thanks for having us out.
You are a wonderful bunch of chatters. Mm. And I do love that you had such... interesting and diverse opinions on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that's the thing. Like, our opinions are what you come here for, but your opinions are not lessened in any way by that.
Sure. Unless you're one of those people who pronounces it GIF. Think it out. Don't lie.
I love it. Chest Angela is now going to watch Nightmare of the Wolf again, just to spite us.
Good. I'm really glad that it's, good. Like, enjoyable for some people who care about the subject matter, because you know what? Half the shit that we talk about is mainly enjoyable to people who care about the subject matter. So let's not get on our high horses.
Yeah, this is true.
No, this doesn't diminish my love of The Witcher at all by not liking this particular thing. That's all I've got to say.
Whereas for me, it doesn't increase my love of The Witcher at all.
Oh, it doesn't?
Yes. Nope.
Oh.
That's okay.
Fair enough.
Okay, thank you for joining us. I have been Quinny.
Oh. Okay, see you, Quinny.
Fuck you! Yes, and!
Yes! Fucking eat that. There you go. Oh, dear.
I mean, look, I've been Peter.
I've been Jill.
I'll leave with Quinny.
I've been Dion. You've all been wonderful people. See you all maybe Friday.
We're going to go and raid the bedroom gamer who
bedroom gamer.
Did a raid for us last week, so we're going to go and raid him. Oh,
cool.
He's an old friend from Tassie. He's a good person. Hopefully he's playing something nice.
Cool.
Yay. Okay.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Periodic Table of Awesome podcast. If you have questions, please email info@theperiodictableofawesome.com. Find us on our website, www.theperiodictableofawesome.com, where there's links to our iTunes, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and Twitch. Until next time, stay awesome.